What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
All right, raise your hand if you like food.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, everyone, drive safely and put your hand down. It is the Brett Maga Show, and if you love food, you always want to know the best places in St. Louis to go. But there is one voice that really matters when it comes to telling you where are the best places to eat in St. Louis. Ian Frobe, who has his STL 100 section of the 100 best restaurants in St. Louis that's going to be coming out on Sunday. They tell you about the 100 best restaurants in St. Louis. So, Ian, thanks for coming on and talking food with us. We love talking food.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk. I'm always excited to talk food. Thanks for having me.
So being like a restaurant critic and having a restaurant voice, tough job. I've always thought to myself, this has got to be the easiest job in the world. You just go in and eat delicious food. Is it a hard job?
I can't complain. People don't want to hear it. No, I'm very fortunate to have this as a job. It is a lot of fun. I mean, not every meal is great. And sometimes, you know, people will read about that in the paper when the meal's not great, but it's great getting to explore the metro area, driving around to different restaurants, meeting people. It's a really fantastic way of working.
Would you go into restaurants for our community to talk about the restaurants? Because these are places that you're giving advice for people that matters. This is a restaurant where they can go and celebrate their anniversary or a birthday party, or this could be a place for them to escape whatever their busy lives or the hard-earned money they saved maybe for this moment. And so they're listening to your advice. What are things that you're looking for so people don't feel disappointed when they go, oh, Ian told me to go here and I saved all this money and I didn't like the meal?
You know, it's tricky because, yeah, it is just my experience, right? So you always are worried that maybe somebody won't have the same experience you do. But, you look first of all for a place that cares. And that shows through, you know, the quality of the food, the quality of the welcome when you walk in the door, the service. You know, you're not looking for perfect, you know, Michelin 3-star, you know, top French restaurant service where it's white tablecloth all the time. But, you know, where they're obviously making an effort, where they're happy you're there.
Okay.
And yet you can just tell, I think, a lot of the times, you know, you get a sense from your interactions with everyone in the restaurant that, you know, this might not be a perfect restaurant, but the people are really passionate about what they do and that reflects in everything. So that's what I'm really looking for. And, you know, more often than not, that will pay off when somebody else goes there who's not a restaurant critic, who's just, like you said, spending their hard-earned money for it.
That's like Hannah. Hannah's real simple. So, like, Hannah's a simple person. She goes, like, the same restaurant every single time. So why should she read the top 100 restaurants and sample some of these?
You know, I think in St. Louis especially, it's real easy. You know, you get locked into your neighborhood, your favorites, your favorite bar, your favorite restaurant.
Helen's for Hannah.
Yeah, I literally only go to the
simple.
Same place.
And, you know, and I think especially these days where, you know, nobody wants to drive too far from their house, you forget that this metro area is huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, for this project, I went from, you know, I like to joke, I went from O'Fallon, Missouri to O'Fallon, Illinois. It was kind of my two poles of where I went. And, you know, there are two great restaurants on the list from in O'Fallon, Illinois, a place that, you know, when I started this list 10 years ago, I didn't even think to visit, you know, and the scene is great. So, you know, you don't have to leave. What's great about St. Louis, you don't really have to leave your neighborhood to find a really good restaurant usually.
Very true.
That's awesome.
That's a great thing. But if you do, if you're willing to, you know, once or twice a year, make the effort, put aside some money if it's a really nice restaurant, it really pays off to explore this town.
St. Louis, obviously, people continue to say we're known for our food, but is there anything that kind of you've seen over the years that you feel St. Louis is missing restaurant-wise that that you'd like to see?
Oh, wow. I mean, that's a tough question because there's lots of, you know, specific kinds of cuisines where, you know, if the demographic, more people from that who made that cuisine lived here, I would love if we would have it, but it's just, you know, not the way it shakes out. You know, I think we just have a great variety right now. There's nothing that I would, you know, I look at other cities, I'm like, oh, why don't we have that, you know, from...
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, food trucks and casual sandwich joints to high-end sushi places. I mean, we've got at least one or two great representatives of almost anything you'd want in a major city.
Yeah, you make a great point. Has it been hard when you go in and you have to make a review that you don't necessarily love because it's you feel like you're letting somebody down? Was that hard for you to overcome, or how has that changed over the years from like when you first started?
It's never fun. I mean, even when you write something that's a little, what's the word, snarky, as a negative review. Because, you know, people come to you as a writer looking sometimes for that kind of entertainment. You know, it's not fun. Nobody enjoys, you know, a critical review, but sometimes you have to say it. I think the important thing is to never write a negative review of a place where your review will be the main thing people know about that place, if that makes sense. I don't want my review to be the first time somebody hears about a place. If it's a place people already know about, a prominent chef, a prominent restaurant owner, then, you know, it's like, okay, you know, you're public. This is fair game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's never fun. I never feel great the day it comes out in print. But that's just part of the business. You know, you have to, as long as you, in my career, I try to be, you know, to be honest and fair over the course of the years. And hopefully, you know, that means that people, when they do read a criticism, will understand where I'm coming from.
Do you feel like you're like undercover when you're doing all this?
You know, I've been doing this in St. Louis for, you know, better part of 2 decades now. So most chefs and restaurant owners who want to know what I look like do, if they care. And so, you know, it's hard to be undercover. I try not to let them know I'm there until I walk in the door. You know, if I make a reservation, it's under a fake name. But
oh, you do? Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, but at this point, you know, with all the online reservation sites, I'm pretty sure they can figure out when it's a fake name, too.
Yeah.
It's
just,
you know. John Doe.
Yeah. Never use a Cardinals player's name as your fake name or anything.
Alper Poulos is coming in here again.
You got a, there's an event coming up that you're a big part of. It's the Great Taste event featuring the top 100 places in St. Louis. Talk about that, what people can expect.
Oh, it's a great event. We've been doing it almost every year that the top 100 has been made. I think we have 42 restaurants coming this year.
Awesome.
It's a wide variety. You know, obviously we can't fit all 100, but we get a good variety of places. Some places that have been on the list before, some places that are new. The restaurants, you know, they always come out and do an amazing job bringing, you know, some are small samples. Some places, you know, bring larger samples of their menu.
So they can try a little of these.
Taste them. Sometimes awesome. It'll be just a one or two bite thing, like an hors d'oeuvre you would get at a cocktail party. Sometimes, you know, there's one pizza place that generally he brings out a little miniature pizza oven, and he'll be tossing the dough
That's awesome.
In the Science Center. It's a lot of fun. Always a great event.
And you can still get tickets, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe our VIP tickets might be sold out, but I believe tickets are still available for general admission. And it is, it's always a hoot.
And for the top 100 list, restaurants of all sorts. It's not just like Michelin stars.
Oh, yeah.
It is a little bit of variety. So I mean, if you could go to the mom and pop stops.
Absolutely. It's everything, you know, we do, you know, $1 sign through $4 signs in terms of expense. And there's plenty of $1 sign place. You know, like everyday sandwich joints, like Blue City Deli is on the list, mm-hmm. you know, a place everybody can go.
Oh, yeah.
Joya's Deli is always on the list. Mm-hmm. So it's just lots. And that's how I eat. You know, I love the casual neighborhood sandwich joint. I love, you know, the little mom and pop restaurant. So there's that. And there are the places where you can go and spend a lot of money if you want. But it's not just that by any means.
Well, we're super excited to see the list come out. It is a bucket list that we all can just go to all 100 restaurants throughout the year, knock them out, and experience something that tastes delicious all year. Make 2025 a delicious year. We're going to make it.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Ian, for coming by.
Thanks, guys.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.